Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, it is a Reaction Monday, and The Drive is live, and I want you to think about this right here. Do you believe the Texans still have a realistic chance to win the division? I see some people texting in, hell yes. I don't know. This weekend will tell. Well, yeah, I would guess this weekend will tell. Again, the Texans, they took care of business in this three-game stretch. They've won three in a row. And also, yes, they just beat the Buffalo Bills, while the Indianapolis Colts, they lose, and they've lost two out of three. They lose to the Chiefs in overtime yesterday, and they're now 8-3. The Jags are 7-4, and the Texans are 6-5. And the Texans play Sunday, their first of two games left against the Colts, which means, you know, they can obviously, get to an even space in the loss column potentially with the Colts and control two of the games that the Colts have. Your thoughts, Clint? Do you, because I know you have been one that hadn't really looked at the division. You just watch how the Colts are playing, and we just watch the Texans how they're playing, and look at the schedule. They got two left. Do you think there's a realistic chance for the Texans?
No, I don't.
Damn, they ain't changed yet, huh?
No, I don't. I don't think it. I don't think there's a realistic chance. They're two games back, and I look at the Colts' schedule. They've got.
It's a little tough now.
Well, you got Jacksonville twice. You got San Francisco, and you got. I mean, obviously, I think the Seattle and the two Houston games. Those two defenses are a problem. They're going to be a problem for the Colts, and so I think those games could be a toss up, but. And I look at San Francisco, I look at Jacksonville twice. I think the Colts get to 10 easily, if not 11, really probably 11 easily. And then on the flip side of that, in order to catch them.
But if you beat them twice and you get to 11, you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and I think it's unlikely. I think it's unlikely that you beat them twice.
That's how it has to happen. You got to beat them twice.
Yeah, you got to beat them twice, and you got to get to 11. I guess you get 10. I guess that would work if it's the right wins. If you beat them twice,
but I'm with you. I don't think the Colts are going to drop that much.
Well,
and only win two more games.
The reality of it is, if you can get Indy twice, you can get to 10 easy. That's a big if. I just don't think. I like what the Texans have done the last handful of weeks. I do believe their defense is championship caliber. I think that the Colts, I got to pay some respect to. They've won eight. They've got an explosive offense. They've got a good defense, and I think they're for real. I think they're a legit 8-3 ball club, and I think it's going to be tough for the Texans to get them twice. Not only get them twice, but also beat Kansas City and or the Chargers. And so, I mean, it's going to be tough to get there.
Yeah, I think the tough part is on the Texans' end of what the games they have left. But I think the Colts, though, are primed to coming back to them. I just don't know if the if the Texans are going to be able to win enough games that it matters. But I do think the Colts, listen, there's a formula that's going to happen or that's been happening, and I think the Texans are probably going to run through that formula. Now, I wonder how much they can stop them with that and can they score enough points. We'll see. But these two games that they've played against the Steelers and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And they have just said, nope, Jonathan Taylor, no chance. Not letting you get going. And to be honest, he rushed for almost 260, and they had to go to overtime with Atlanta. And Atlanta was still able to do some things. But their offense was absolutely shut down when they just said, Daniel Jones, go ahead. Have at it. But we're not going to let Jonathan Taylor beat us. And they had a 20-9 lead, and they were helped with the turnover that set them up at the 3-yard line to score. But outside of that, man, they went 3-and-out on 5 straight possessions to end the game yesterday. it is starting to see, and I think all of the teams on their schedule have the personnel with the ability to try to go with that formula of Daniel Jones, have at it. We're gonna do everything we can to take away Jonathan Taylor and make Daniel Jones beat us.
Well, here's the other wrinkle that you can add in there, Ron, and you laid this out. I don't know if you connected the dots, but you laid it out a little earlier. The only way the Colts come back to you is if the Jags beat the Colts, and the Jags have a 1-game lead on you right now.
Yeah,
you're gonna need some help from a team that's already ahead of you. So I don't even know what that means, but Jacksonville has Indy on their schedule still twice. So those head-to-head games, one of those teams is going to come back to you. You just don't know which one it is, right? They can't both come back to you. So that's there's an interesting dynamic in the AFC South right now, given that the Texans are sitting in that third spot and are going to need a little bit of help. But the good thing is, like you said, you got the two head-to-head matchups versus Indy left. So anything can happen. Chaos can happen in the AFC South, no doubt about it.
The Indy just has that weird schedule where they didn't play the Texans or the Jags until now. But they already have their two free squares out in Tennessee. They don't get them anymore. So it will be one to watch. I think Sunday to me, obviously the Texans have to win. But if we watch again and we see that the Colts offense just is like it's easy to dictate what you want them to do. And take away Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones fails at it again, then I think that's an opening potentially for the rest, of their schedule.
The Texans go up there. I mean the Texans, if they beat Indianapolis, it changes obviously the standings, but it changes the outlook for everything moving forward, not just for the Texans, but for the entire AFC South.
And if they beat them in a way where it's Daniel Jones that struggles again, right?
The way I look at it, Ron, look at the remaining Texan schedule. If you can go to Indy and beat an 8-3 Indy football team, and the way in which you're gonna have to do it is your defense is gonna have to just completely stifle what they do offensively, and that's your calling card. If you do that, then all of a sudden KC it appears a lot more beatable, right? Arizona and Vegas, obviously beatable. The Chargers at the Chargers looks a lot more winnable, even though I would bet the Texans right now in that game anyway. That looked the last 5 games of the season look totally different for the Texans if you go on the road and you beat Indy this week. Totally different.
Absolutely. All right, we didn't really get a chance to talk about this as much. A lot going on Friday after the win, but I got to say, hey man, you guys talked to him after the game, you and Sean. Will Anderson is starting to put himself into a situation like where he is like not just one of the best defensive players in the game, but putting himself on that short list the way he is playing. And we got to see it, and everybody got to see it in primetime on TV on Thursday. And this is the number one defense. And you tell me if you disagree with this, because I don't know if this was completely the case last year. 713-572-4610, you can jump in on this. This is the number one defense, and I think to me, Clint, without question, he is the first thing you think of when you think of this defense. I don't know if that was the case last year when they were a great defense because Stingley was the all-pro and Danielle Hunter was really, really good and led the team in sacks. But do you think that is the case that when you think of the number one defense, Will Anderson is the name that you think of when you think of this defense?
Boy, that's a good question, man.
Is that 713-572-4610? I know Danielle has gone off and actually has more sacks again at this point right now. But it feels like this is Will Anderson's defense. Like he is when you like you think of the other great defenses, you think of the Chiefs, you think of Chris Jones, even though they have, you know, other great players on their defense. When you think of the Rams of those years, it was clearly, you know, it was Aaron. You know, is it Will to you?
I would say yes. And the reason, and I'm high on Danielle, obviously. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago after that monster game he had. And he's had a hell of a run of three games here, 7 sacks in 3 games. But yeah, look, I think when you watch the Texans down in, down out, I think now it's a close competition, but I think Will is the guy that is the catalyst. I think Will is the guy that there's clearly a different level of hustle and energy and
Black Friday, more like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And juice to that guy. The violence that he brings is as violent as anybody in the game. The way he chooses to play the run and the pass, not just being a good pass rusher. I would say it's Will Anderson's defense, yes.
Yeah, someone just texted and said, yeah, I think it's Will. Someone said, I still think Stingley. I mean, Stingley is still a great, but I mean, Will.
Stingley's the one that's dropped out of the conversation for me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Nothing against Stingley. It's just that
just
I mean,
his season.
He hadn't had an opportunity to make as many plays this year as maybe he has in the past. And the big moments he had last year, I think, catapulted him into a different level, different stratosphere. And this year, I think that's been Will Anderson. And not to mention in the big moments, the strip sack touchdown.
You
know, I mean, that, you know, there's just
well,
been
that game Thursday, Clint, it was just his relentless. And that's what you think about with Houston is, damn, they never stop coming like there. And he was the catalyst. There are like he had like 6 plays that exuded that in the game where it's just like he's chasing Josh all over the damn place and just will not stop. So I agree it's Will, and by the way I think Will he's placing himself to be in second place of the defensive year conversation, right? Like I mean obviously Miles Garrett's in a completely different place, so everybody's playing for second.
The arrow's pointed up.
But I think he's put himself as the second best defensive player this year potentially. I think damn sure he's going to finish in the top 5. But I think right now, I think he's behind, even though he has less sacks than his own teammate, I think he's behind Miles Garrett when you start thinking about the best defenders in the league this year.
I think it's fair. I think there's probably a couple of other guys that would argue they should be in the debate, but I don't know anybody who would tell you that you're dead ass wrong.
Yeah, I mean, when we're talking about the number one defense and the guy that is the hallmark of the number one defense, I think it's clearly Will who you take a look at. So shout out to Will Anderson, man. He deserves it's a damn shame that he's got to deal with this Myles Garrett dude who Tyler set the Browns single season sack record with six to go.
Egg him.
Did you see Michael Strahan on TV yesterday? Michael Strahan said, sack record. It's been nice having you. He came on the air.
He's a freak, man.
They had 10 sacks yesterday against the Raiders. So, and the Texans play the Raiders this year. So that ought to be.
Can we get to 11?
I'm telling you, you talk about getting them numbers up. Here we go. Like, somebody's got to be hunting three or four sacks in that Raiders game, because every time I watch Geno play for the Raiders, and by the way, they fired Chip Kelly. Every time I see him, his ass is on the ground, limping, walking. I thought the Broncos killed him a couple of Thursdays ago. So,
thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.